Well, you see, the Pentagon also pointed out, the Defense Secretary Robinson said in the news conference, that there were no U.S. military personnel operating in the invasion. That's the point that I didn't want to make, is if they make that generalization, then it looks like the distinction between a guardsman and not a guardsman is the key thing.
Right.
I thought we went into that.
We did, and when I heard the statement, it was flatly that no Arkansas National Guardsmen were there.
The fact of the matter is that former U.S. guardsmen, military guardsmen from Alabama, were in combat operations. So what's the sense in pointing? Then that looks like there's some tricky distinction here.
Right.
I thought I'd made that point to him.
You did, and this General Wilson didn't put out anything but what you said. They read it to me over the phone.
Somebody asked him what they mean by saying that about McNamara, no U.S. military personnel, because the fact of the matter is, we know that. Nobody has said that. They're talking about former guardsmen.
Right.
The point is, General, I told you that, but I didn't want these two things joined together, because one then looks like the key word is guardsmen.
Right. And Sylvester had it absolutely clear, and he put it out clear, but I'll check up and see what McNamara did.
Well, no, McNamara didn't put out anything. It says the Pentagon. It's the same thing.
Well, I'll check on
it. I'd like to find out why they included that statement, because how does that, then what does that mean that the Alabama group?
Right.
They're not U.S. military personnel, but then it then looks like what we're doing is separating guardsmen from other people. And the fact of the matter, nobody did it.
Nobody did it.
That's
nobody
what I told
them. Well, they had it straight when they
All
called
right,
me.
Let's find out about it.
I'll check on it right away.
About
I'll
it.
Check on it.
Ready.